back here, this was a library. This was a sort of sitting room.
You call the room down there the living room. What is the difference between a living room and a sitting room?
I don't know. I just used the term.
Were both used by the family, or was one reserved for company or something?
This would have been company.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Though Lord knows people mainly went into the dining room. They often sat in the dining room. Mm-hmm. Back here was a dining room. Back hall. I'm trying to remember now. Mm-hmm. It's been this is the first floor. This was a living room. There were some portable chairs hanging here. And there was a small, my grandfather had jerried this house around because he was determined when he quit teaching that, in fact, I remember once he sent my grandmother to Missouri because he didn't want her to know. While she was gone, he brought in a contractor and changed much of the house and changed it into apartments that would support him. See, in later life. There were about 18 to 20 rooms in this house. This wasn't here. No, that but this, and this was the back hallway. And then he turned this right here, this section, into an apartment back here. This had been the kitchen back in here. Turn this with this into an apartment and built a kitchen in here. This had been a pantry area, a large pantry area. And he had a kitchen built right in here. There's an entranceway. He had a kitchen, narrow kitchen, built in here, and there was a small bath in here. There was also a porch right here, a small porch. There was another door right here. This was the living room, portable chairs hanging here. I remember those because I remember once I took a scissors and trimmed part of the fringe off of the bottom of it. I was fascinated. They, you know, like so many parlors, they had a large parlor table there, and they had something like a Persian rug hanging on it all the time. And then they had one of these sheathed scissors, and I was fascinated with those. So I took that and I cut some of the trim off the Persian rug that was hanging on the table. Cut nicely. So I went over and I trimmed it on the portières. And I caught nine kinds of hell for that.
I can imagine.
There was a great deal of screaming, but my grandfather hadn't told my grandmother where he bought those portières. I found that out later. He bought them when, I don't know whether it was Josie Arlington's or Lulu White's place, but these were two of the giant bordellos here in the city of New Orleans that were part of Storyville. And when they closed down, this stuff was all sold at auction. They were closed down by, I think, a fellow named Jonathan Daniels, who was Secretary of the Navy, because in World War I, they didn't want sailors to be led into a bad life by women in the streets. That's